And welcome back. This Tuesday, it's a beautiful Tuesday night, that is, and it is today's day, May 12th. Yeah, the beautiful May 12th. This is your host, Red Falcon for Sexual Passion. It's sponsored by Anchor. Yes, you can make your podcast for free. Go to anchor.fm or go to their website or app. To get all the rundown and the info you need to start your podcast. It's easy to sign up and it's free. Plus, on top of that, let's get into tonight's little podcast as we talk about certain things like, how do I say, porn. What kind of porn are you into? Are you into straight porn, gay porn, bi porn, trans porn, solo? Are you into BDSM? Are you into retro? Are you into that kind of stuff? Granny porn, BBW porn, big hairy rear porn. It's the type of thing. You know, this is what life's all about. If you're into the porn life, hey, it's cool. No judgment here. This is an 18-year-old only. So, let's get to it. So what kind of porn are y'all into? Me, for instance, BBW, a little bit of trans porn, a little bit of, you know, that Mexican flavor. Sometimes, you know, a little gangbang. Sort of thing that happens, you know, just gets you going, gets you wet, gets you wild. So, everyone's into this kind of thing, you know. We all have our choices. We are who we are. But what is more a turn on? I mean, what is it? What is it about porn that turns you on? Is it the passionate sex? Is it the passionate role play? Is it the passionate storyline like it used to be? Or is it something that you guys get into just watching? You know, just hardcore scenes, stuff like that. Or maybe the oral sex action. That's the kind of kink. But, not to mention, if you're into that kind of thing, and I say you're into it, you can decide what you like more. You're into straight porn, or you're into solo, you know, softcore, I mean, softcore. You know, just about anything. Three ways, which is threesomes. You know, your imagination can run wild with you in a good way. No, but that's how porn is, you know? It's the fun, it's art, it's entertainment. But some bag on it. But, you know, that's still everyone's choices. But, hey, it is what it is, right? But tell me, what is the best porn out there? What is the best? So far, I've been hearing transsexual porn. So far, I've been hearing gay porn. So far, I've been hearing women on women. And I will say, MILF or GILF porn, you know, that's a real popularity as well going on. And I've been reading all these people's thoughts on the internet and what they've been saying. It's just amazing. But, you know, that's another thing. Why would anyone say, hey, why MILF porn? Why trans porn? Well, they're reckoning it in. I mean, there's so many porn sites out there, so many porn companies, and right now it's just boosting and boosting. Would I ever get into porn? Possibility, maybe, if my life doesn't go as planned that I want it, then we'll see how it goes. But would I ever do something like be a creative writer for porn? Possibility, yes. But, you know, it takes time, it takes passion, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of ideas. That is the thing about it. Would you be interested in that sort of thing? Porn? Or would you be interested in being a director of porn or a writer, producer? You know, trying to run your business? That sort of thing. You know, that happens. And frankly, it can happen to a lot of people. Would I ever see anyone do it? Hey, that's their choice. But what else I'm gonna say is, if you're into that kind of thing, if you want to do that kind of thing, go for it. I mean, shit, how the fuck can you do it? If you into that kind of thing, that's the business. There's always someone willing to try something new into the porn industry. Hey, I said go for it anyway. Like I said, beggars can't be choosers, and you can do your thing. So, I can get into the fun, I can get into the excitement. Hell, I can definitely get into all that kind of thing. But hey, that's just the entertainment. That's art. It's fun. It's passion. It's sex. It's passionate. Everything. This is what sexual passion is about. I'm talking about this is because we love sexual endurance. And I mentioned sexual endurance is in we got the energy for the sex, we got the energy for anything that happens that involves sex. So, if you have the passion to do something or make your own porn, amateur porn maybe, yeah, that's another popularity I left out and forgot to mention. Amateur porn is really, really, really popular. I say do it. But that's your choice. That's the only way about it, and it's a lot of kinky shit. I mean, you can't get enough of pussy or cock, and you just want to go for it. Hey, if you got the look for it, you got the body for it, or if you got the size, erection, or the breast, or the ass, do it. Oh man, just thinking about all this, just making me a little bit kinky. But that's what kind of kinks we're all into. That's what kind of porn we into. That category. You pick the category you like, hey, go on Pornhub, look it up, go on any other website. Shit, go on Bang Bros, go on Trans 500, go on anything that has something to do with trans or all types of women. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, it's fucking awesome, man. You just think about it, and you just go, oh, this is what I like, this is what I want to see, this is what I like, big boobies, or something like asses, you're into that kind of thing, or you're into dicks, go for it, look it up, hey, imagine it, masturbate it, I don't care, it's your thing. That's the way it is in the world of porn. I mean, porn is really popular and still is, but some saying it's dying out. Well, it's not. Well, it's still gonna be porn. They're gonna make everything a porn. It's gonna be everything's just goes around the world. You know, the world revolves around it. Money makes the world go round. This is just hard for a fact truth. But some, you know, disagree on that, and that's okay, but I can't complain, so go for it. But other than that's part of my episode, and I will end it right here. But before I do, can you imagine yourself being involved in a sports scene? Who would it be that turns you on? Do you want to do a scene with? Who you want to be involved and work with, and why? So you think about that. Hell, give me a shout back. I don't care. I mean, or not, it's okay. You don't have to give out your full name or your name. You know, you can be anonymous. It doesn't matter. But I'd like to hear from y'all. So let me know before I end this, and let's see how that happens. Because I want to hear some feedbacks. I want to hear some good stuff, kinky stuff, fresh stuff. But that's the end of this episode of Sexual Passion, and I will see you again next time.